North Canterbury, this is your community radio station, Compass FM. His Worship, the Mayor, one day late, but better late than ever then.
you didn't say the Mayor of what district, because you forgot, didn't you, Kerry?
No. That was 2022's version. I know exactly where you're from, Dan Gordon, Mayor of the Waymaker Daddy.
Excellent. Well done.
Thanks for coming in.
Top marks, buddy. Finally got it.
Hey, look, I'm not feeling picked on. That's fine. No worries at all. Couple of things, Dan.
Yeah.
We know that you went to Wellington. That's why you didn't show up yesterday. That's why you weren't here yesterday. Should I say that? Even though I told everyone that you were, up until I remembered that you weren't, but that's another story. We'll talk about Wellington in a moment. A couple of things that have been in the news recently. One, library staff and staff of various outlets in Auckland, the Big Smoke. You know, there's a lot of talk about budget cutting and other bits and pieces up there. Any likelihood of that happening here in Waimea?
No, not around library staff or any of our staff, actually. But hey, look, we all go through our budgets to make sure that they're meeting where they need to be, and we've certainly made savings, which is we're at right now with that draft consultation with our public. But we're not proposing any new major spend there apart from the areas we've already indicated. So it's how we keep our rates at a more reasonable level, and we got it down to 5.97% from an indicative draft of about 14, which was just never going to be acceptable. You know, we know that our libraries and those services are highly valued by our people. We get the customer satisfaction survey, which we've just received, actually, and I've seen some of that. We had some of it reported, and we're sitting at about 86% overall, which is pretty impressive. So, and if we started removing services like that, I know what our public would say. They highly valued our library staff, and all our staff actually do an amazing job.
Absolutely. Thanks for that, Dan. Okay, a story came out, was it late weekend or early this week, that there is the Waimakariri District Council are going to be providing $20,000 to various promotion organisations. Well, that's the way that I read it in the news. The Kaipoi promotions, Oxford promotions, Rangiora promotions. $20,000, they do an amazing job for North Canterbury. Is it council's job to do that?
Well, it's not. Council gives an allocation to Enterprise North Canterbury to run promotions for us. There's two funds. One is an events fund, and then there's a major events fund. And the major events fund was undersubscribed. So Rangiora Promotions came to meet me. They're in a pretty difficult situation. They run some amazing events here, and it's around timing. Also, the fact that the marketplace is very difficult for sponsorship at the moment. So we agreed as a council, well, it went to the council, and the council agreed to a one-off payment of $20,000. But we are going to be looking at the sustainability coming into our long-term plan next year of all our promotions groups. And I've asked the portfolio holder to work with our staff to go through that. You know, is our funding realistic when there's traffic management and other costs associated with events? The things that we just need to be clear about. And so for me, that's an important consideration coming in. But last thing I want to see is an organisation like Rangiora Promotions fail. And they've got a voluntary board, and they do amazing things. They've got eats and beats at the weekend. They are a highly performing promotions group, and we're lucky to have all, actually, in our district, including Kaipoi and Oxford. There's been talk for some time about whether there should be a coastal promotions, and something I'd like to explore as part of that consideration that Brent will be doing.
Okay. You came back from Wellington last night. You were up in Wellington yesterday meeting ministers in regards to Three Waters. Yeah. Tell us how did Wellington go?
Well, firstly, it was a highlight on the flight back to meet the new All Black coach, and congratulate him. He was sitting not far from me in the plane.
Brilliant.
So really lovely, humble guy, and I think fantastic. So that was a real highlight.
So say all of us.
Yes. So yesterday we were invited to be part of a grouping with the minister to talk about Three Waters reform on the back of the Prime Minister's announcement of a reset. That conversation went well. It's fair to say that I think that the minister has a very limited scope. I'm not anticipating that it will from those conversations lead to any major or substantive change. But look, I will wait to hear what he comes back with. But we have said to him, we would like our experts to meet with his officials and see whether there's a compromise or a meeting of the minds that can occur, because it seems we're not that far away, actually. It's just the issue of ownership, effectively, which is the remaining issues. I think they will look at a regional entity model, which means it'll be more than just four entities. How that will play out, I'm not clear, but the ownership aspect's always been the critical part from it, where the ownership and effective control is distance. In fact, a number of mayors that were there yesterday made the same points that we've made. It's times of civil defence emergencies, and there was a mayor there, or two there, from the cyclone affected areas, made that really clear that that's a major concern for them. So Kieran's the Minister's Civil Defence Minister as well, so he was cognizant of that. We're here 2 hours together, so I felt we were heard, but whether he's in a position to do anything will be another matter.
One of the things that you said pretty much right at the start of that description was, we're not too far away. That's probably been the case right from the word go, hasn't it? Yeah, we're not too, everyone realises there's issues.
The previous minister had done what this minister had done and brought us together for this conversation, we wouldn't be in this mess that we are now.
Well, then this is a good thing.
Yeah, it's a very good thing, but I just hope it's not too little too late.
Okay.
And that's genuine, its desire for a reset. There was a lot of officials there taking a lot of notes, so we, you know, I welcome hearing what his feedback's going to be on that, but we are very genuine in our desire and offer to want to work and partner with him, because that's important. And in fact, I presented to him yesterday a position that of consensus that a number of mayors we've been working on since late October, and expect to hear a bit more about that in the coming days.
You're obviously in the vanguard of everything in regards to Three Waters for up and down the country. How is, and I'm going to ask you this pretty much all the time, how's the water situation, the chlorine situation in the likes of Carsten and other parts like Pegasus Woodend? Have we been able to move on from having this in the water situation?
Not presently, because the works that are needing to be done are still being, well, they're being considered or in train. And once they're done and we can retest post that, then we'll be in a position to make it, well, our staff will, to make a recommendation of whether or not to continue chlorination or to remove it.
Alrighty.
So but if there's any risk, it's really clear that the rules now state that we have got to be able to turn chlorine on at a moment's notice, and we are prepared to do that to keep our community safe.
Thanks for explaining that, Dan. You got council, is it today, tomorrow, this week?
Well, I've got a series of meetings for the rest of the week. Council was yesterday, and unfortunately, it was an apology for a bit of it, but going up to Wellington was a priority on a meeting around Three Waters. So that invitation to go there was something I was really, really pleased to be able to represent the councils, the 30-odd councils that we are there representing.
Good on you, Dan. Well, good on you for doing that. And obviously, we'll have another chat about things next Tuesday. Tuesday is a good day, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I hope so, Kerry. At the stage, as far as I know, but just check your diary to make sure you know.
Oh, do I have to do that?
Okay. I will as well.
Yeah, well, that'll be fantastic.
It's always good to be here, buddy.
And it is always nice to have a chat with Dan Gordon, Mayor of the Waimakariri, Eddie, normally on a Tuesday, but today, this morning. Have a great day,
you
and
too.
We'll catch you again soon.
Compass FM.